You're probably still full from holiday eating over this weekend. This may not sound so appetizing. A corn flour tortilla filled with cheese or meat and fried to perfection in lard. But to writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro, this pastry, known as pupusa, is always worth saving room for.
America has hamburgers. El Salvador has pupusas. They may not be Atkins, but they are delicious. And on Sunday afternoons in El Salvador, most people are out of the house buying a dozen of these heart stoppers at the places that make them, the pupuserias. Whole families gather on the street, pop open beer and sodas, and fill themselves with the national comfort food. It's a scene I remember well from my time in El Salvador, one that I want to believe persists. In the kitchen of my home in L.A., my mother and I often bake pupusas. We try to make them fat-free. Well, okay, maybe low-fat. And she uses an eyedropper to sprinkle olive oil on the back of the pupusas in the pan. Mama, we've gone gringo, I joke. Before long, we'll be making them low-salt and pure vegan. And we laugh and relax in the way people do in that tender place where food and family and memory meet. We are at home, and it's happy and relaxed. Until, that is, I mention my plans for taking my wife, Michelle, and the kids to El Salvador for the summer. Mama gets quiet, but not for long. She says, I hope you change your mind on that one. Now I am quiet. I wonder if she read that L.A. Times piece the other week about young men sent from El Salvador by their parents during the violence of the 1980s, shipped to Los Angeles to wait out the war. In the States, those kids grew up in well-trained gangs. Now they've gone back to El Salvador and taken the gang warfare with them. My mother's home country suffers now, much as it suffered through the last century. That Times article pulled no punches in describing the brutal murders and dismemberments, the tactics of the death squads that terrorized El Salvador in the 1980s. But this time, the violence is not for political reasons, it's for capital gain, basic robbery, or drug cartels killing off the competition. But Mama doesn't just have the newspapers to figure out what's happening. She has email, too. Though our Salvadoran family and friends don't write it out explicitly, we sense in their carefully worded messages the anxiety that sits behind their kind words, suggesting we might want to postpone our trip. So this summer, we'll probably stay home. And though that pleases Mama, it makes me sad. I long to see El Salvador again, to eat pupusas on those Sunday streets, those afternoon sidewalks ringing with the music of family and neighbors. But for now, I rely on living here in this barrio in Los Angeles, where I hear Salvadoran Spanish all around, where the pupuserias abound. In my home here, El Salvador lives on, the real El Salvador. And I know that in the midst of all the violence on the streets of that country, it still thrives in homes there, too.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro is a day-to-day contributing writer. He lives here in Los Angeles.